Blog Talk Radio.
And he said, if I live, I live. He said, if I would live right, he said, he'd make all of my enemies. He'd make them leave me alone. Oh, no, I'm glad to say that I'm on the right road. Yes, I am. I'm on the right road now. Yes, I am. I'm on the right road. I'm on the right road now. Oh, yes, I am. Thank you, Lord. I'm on the right road. I'm on the right road now. Yeah, I fixed it up with Jesus long time ago. Oh, and he said if I would live right, he said he'll make all my enemies, he'll make them leave me alone. Oh, yes, I am. I'm on the right road. Yes, I'm on. I'm on the right road now. Oh, yes, I am. I'm on the right road. Oh, yes, I am. I'm on the right road now. Yeah, I picked it up with Jesus. It was a long, long time ago. Yeah, he said if I would live right. Well, he said if I would live right. Well, he said if I would walk right. Well, he said if I would walk right. Oh, yes, he said it. Yeah, he said if I would talk right. Oh, yeah, he said it. He said if I would talk right. He said if I would love right. Oh, Lord, he said if I would love right. Oh, he said, yeah, he said, I heard him when he said it. He said, yeah, he said, oh, ain't one with me, then he said. Oh, he said, oh, yes, he said, if I would live right, he said, if I would live right, I heard him when he said, yeah, if I would live right, he's saying me all my enemies, he'll make them leave me alone. Oh, glad to say that I'm on the right road now. I say I'm on. Oh, Lord, I'm on. Thank you, Lord. I'm on the right road now. I'm on the right road. I'm on the right road now. Oh, I fixed it up with Jesus. I say, I fixed it up with Jesus. Oh, I fixed it up with Jesus. Oh, one Wednesday evening, I fix it up with Jesus. Yes, I did. Said I fix it up with Jesus. A long time ago. He said, he said if I would live right. He said if I would live right. Oh, he said if I would walk right. Yeah, he said if I would walk right. Yeah, no, he said if I would talk right. Yes, he did. He said if I would talk right. Oh, he said if I would love right. Oh, he said if I would love right. Yeah, oh, he said it. Oh, one within, I heard him when he said it. If I, yeah, when you say it, yeah, if I, he said if I would live right, oh, he said if I would live right, yeah, and when you say it, if I would live right. Oh, he said he may help all my enemies. He said he may leave me alone. Oh, he said if I would live right. Mm-hmm. He said if I would live right. Mm-hmm. He said if I would live right. Oh, he said, hey, if I would live right. He said he would make all my enemies. Oh, oh, oh. He said he'd make them leave me alone. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is my praise and worship leader on yet? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Yes, you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for you brought me. Yes, you brought me. Brought me from a mighty. His long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you this evening. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh, I know you brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. brought my mother. Mm-hmm. You brought my father. Oh, yes, you did. You brought my sister. Oh, Lord. You brought my brother. You brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to thank you, Jesus? I thank you, Jesus. Lord, yes, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, you brought me. Yes, you brought me. You brought me from mighty long way. Yeah, Lord, you brought me. Yes, you brought me. Mm-hmm. You brought me. Yes, yes, you brought me. Oh, Lord, you brought me from my mighty long way. Oh, yes, you brought my mother. Oh, Lord, you brought my father. Mm-hmm. You brought my sister. You brought my brother. Yes, you brought us. You brought us from mighty. Mm-hmm. You brought us from a mighty long way. Oh, did he do it? He brought me. Tell somebody he brought me. Mm-hmm. He brought me. He brought me. Yes, he brought me. Yes, he brought me. He brought me. He brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, mm-hmm. Lord, you've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister. Oh, Lord, you've been my brother. Oh, Lord, you brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. Can anybody say you've been my doctor?
Yes, Lord.
You've been my teacher. My best friend, oh, Lord, you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord, been my bread. Mm-hmm, you bring my water. Oh, yes, you have. Oh, you've been my life. My everything, I say, Lord, you brought me. Yes, you brought me. You brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to help me thank him. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Yeah, you brought me. Yes, you brought me.
Mighty long way. Yes, Lord.
Mighty long way. Oh,
Lord.
Again, you've been my mother.
Yes,
you've been
Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, you brought me. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. Oh,
amen.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
my doctor.
My doctor.
You've been my lawyer.
Yes,
you've been
God.
My teacher, my best friend. Oh, you brought me. You brought me, Lord.
Love
you brought
me
a mighty long way. Oh, Lord, you've been my braid.
Yes,
you've been watching. You've been my life. Oh, Lord, my everything. Oh, oh, you brought me. Yes, you brought me. Lord, you brought me from a mighty. Yeah, yeah. You brought me from a mighty long way. Good evening. Oh, my God. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Hallelujah. Oh, ain't you? Hey, hallelujah. That God brought us. Brought us.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Lord. What shall I render unto God for all of his benefits towards me? Oh, my God, my God, what can I render unto God? My God, my God. All I can render in my body and my soul. My God, it's praise. And blessing his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, it all.
Glory. Mm-hmm. You are listening to this book, Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for you this evening. First time callers, please call again. Amen, amen, amen. We're just so grateful. Amen to you. This evening, amen, amen. I pray that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving day.
Amen.
Just being alive and in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I hope like anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have every right, amen, to give God all of the praise for another privilege. Amen. Amen. To come before him. Amen. You are listening to this show about each ministry. Amen. I am yours truly, evangelist, baby Alfred, along with my husband, Mr. L.G.O. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord to you. And come aboard yet. Amen. Amen. We pray for her. She's a senior this year. We just pray that God trusts. Keep her, keep his arms around her. Amen. Amen. To get 18, and I can understand that because I was waiting. So I kept saying, get 18. I get 18. Get 18. Y'all can imagine what was going through my mind at that time. Amen. Amen. No matter how many know it went on after that, and I wish. I wish I had stayed at home with mom. Praise God, but all that's all right. We all got to grow up and experience life. Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So about reaching and reaching out. Yes, we reach out to the lost, outcast, hurting, lonely, oppressed or depressed, whatever the situation may be. We're reaching out. As Jesus did, amen, for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, amen, amen. Jesus thought there was a need that he must go through her hometown, amen, amen, and he just went there, showed up at the well. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I mean, sitting at the well. He's still at the well, without standing arms. He's waiting for us to come in, amen, and bring all of our sorrows, all of our troubles, all of our world.
Amen.
Yeah, but the situation is, yes, he's just standing there with open arms, just waiting for us to come aboard. Amen, amen. Come and drink of this water that you'll never thirst again. Amen,
amen.
He wants to drink the Holy Ghost. Amen. With bubbling joy that we are running. Hallelujah and praise and worship. Amen, amen. What a God. What a God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we're going to now be in favor of Minister Alpha. We're going to see what God has said on his heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good time. Very good.
It's a blessing that we have been able to, after such holiday, right? What's going on now? It's got to just continue to be prayer. In that 88 division of Psalms, it's 52 verses in it, but I would just like to read just tonight. Name is by the temple of God. Next, there's use a few mortal verses. These first five is said from the first one. But it ain't the biggest song. Sing unto the mercy of the Lord. Forever with my mouth, I will make known thy fullness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall build forever for thy fullness.
Amen.
Establish in thy very self, I see a covenant of my covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant. Thy seed will I forever, and build up thy throne for generations. And the heavens praise thy wonders, O Lord, for the in the spirit of the soul. May God have a better to read. Thank you for your hands on my love wife. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Dear Heavenly, thank you once again for allowing us to come to the home one more time. Lift up, oh God, lift up your name, my dear God. We come to lift you up higher, Lord God. We want to lift you up, oh God. God, we lift you up, oh God, to you speak through eternity, oh God. We want to lift you, God. We magnify your name, Father. We honor you in all of our doings, in all of our givings, oh God, in all of our thoughts, oh Father God. We come before you, oh God, just saying thank you. Thank you for being who you are, God. Thank you, oh God, for doing what you do. We love you, God. Ask that you bless everyone that has come, oh God, this afternoon, oh Father, we just pray that you bless each and every one, oh Father God. Just touch us again, oh God. Touch us again, oh God. Touch us one more time, God. Hallelujah. We'll give you glory.
Amen.
We'll give you glory. Anyhow, Lord God. Anyhow, we just give you glory. Come on in, oh God, and have your way this evening, oh Father God. Let no flesh get no glory, oh Father God, but everything be done to your glory. Hallelujah, oh God, that someone, oh Father God, a come, oh God, said, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you once again for my husband, amen. I thank you for keeping him, oh, God. Oh, keeping them strong, oh God. Keep us strong. Keep all of us strong, God.
Yeah.
Keep us all of us with a mind and serve you, oh God. Keep our minds, oh God. Keep our minds, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us, God. Keep us. Oh God, and we will. Hallelujah. We will magnify and glorify your name, Father. Yes, God. We give all glory, honor, and praise to you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go right on into the children's corner. Oh, we're going to go right on into the children's corner. And I would like to ask, because, excuse me, for the benefit of the one that may not know, because of the children on the line, make to come on the line, we I would like for each and everyone that has a little noise in the background to please mute your phone. I like to unmute all the lines. So I won't miss any child or anyone that would like to make a presentation. Amen. So if you have any noise in your background, mm-hmm. if you don't mind, your phone on mute until the time when you will come forth and make your presentation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But right now we're going to ask, I don't see any children on the line, but are there any youth on the line? Are there any youth?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. We have youth on the line. Who do we have?
The London Brothers.
The London Brothers. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I thank God for the London Brothers. Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to have a volunteer to come forth and bless our children corner. Bless our children corner. Hallelujah. Bless them. Now, can I get a volunteer to come forward?
Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, grace for your grace and your mercy, God. You have blessed us to come together again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, to worship you in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Lord, in every heart. Lord, bless these children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them, Lord God, to know, God, Lord, you rejoice over them, God, in the name of Jesus. You call the little children, Lord, to come unto you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. You are God, in the name of Jesus, gracious towards them. And, Lord, bless them in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for their willingness, Lord God, to come forth and praise you, God. And thank you, God, for what you have done for them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in every one of them, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord God, to learn, Lord God, how to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, continue, Lord God, to worship you in the name of Jesus, in the beauty of holiness, Lord, in the name of no good thing will you withhold from those, God. And we thank you, God, for their willingness today, God, to come forth and give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for, oh, God, my sister, oh, God, Sister Zadie, God, having time and patience, Lord God, to work with them, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless her work, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise. Everyone that came tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to have something to say, Lord God, that will encourage them, God, and to encourage one another. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God. Amen, amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. What now is our Sister Peggy fine?
Thank you, God.
Sister Peggy Bond, are you on the line? Amen. Sister Peggy Bond is not on the line. Amen. Amen. That's all right. Hallelujah. Can I get a song from someone, a volunteer, to sing a song for me, please?
That's it, assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of His Spirit. Oh, I've been washed in His blood. This is my story, hallelujah. This is my song, hallelujah. I'm praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. Every day, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, hallelujah. Perfect delight, me in my Savior. Oh, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting for the Savior to come, born of His Spirit. Oh, I've been washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all day long. This is my story. Every day,
amen.
This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. We're going to praise our Savior all day long.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This is, hallelujah, my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Hallelujah. All the day long. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Peggy Barnes, are you on the line? Sister Peggy Barnes, are you on the line? I thought I saw her number. All right. Sister Peggy is not there. Amen, amen. Can I get, I guess I'm going to go ahead on with the theme word that we have for today. The theme word that we have for today is for our youth. Amen. Is profanity. Profanity. Amen. 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 We want to teach our children and let our children know, hallelujah, let them know about cursing and swearing and that God, you know, God just does not like these things coming from our children. Amen. We want to let them know, about their language, their conduct, according to Ephesians, the fifth chapter and the fourth verse. We want to, He tells us it's not just children. He's talking to the saints. Amen. What was told to Titus, Timothy, or whoever was teaching at that time, everything that was taught to them is meant for us today. We have to live by these same rules today. Amen. Amen. So we want to just, amen. We want to let our children know what the scripture says, amen, about some of these things so they will know what is and what is not to say. Amen. We want
amen.
Our children, they'll be able to correct other young children. Our children, amen, they're not just learning for themselves. They're learning so they can help others too. And I'm going to go first to Titus, T-I-T-U-S, the second chapter. And it says, young men, but I'm saying, when the Bible says young men, he means without gender. Amen, without gender, male and female. Now, amen, young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. Y'all know, if y'all ever knew anybody that likes to drink and get drunk, y'all know what it is. They talk all out of their head. They don't know what they're doing. Don't know where they're going. They just probably wind up falling asleep in some notorious way that we don't approve of. That's what drunkards do, you know. But he told us to be sober-minded. He's telling us to be sober-minded, young people. In that seventh verse, say, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good work in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, serenity. Amen. He wants us to be. Amen. He wants us to not be speaking of things that we shouldn't be speaking. You know, he wants us to be to monitor our conduct. Amen. The 8th verse to help us out better. It says, sound speech that cannot be condemned. You know, we can say some things that can condemn us. But he said, some speech that cannot condemn. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed. Somebody else might be saying stuff that condemn them, but you say stuff that won't condemn you, and then they'll feel ashamed, having no evil thing to say about you. They can't say nothing evil about you because you didn't entertain that. You didn't get on that level of talk. Amen, amen. He said, exhort servants, exhort people to be obedient unto their own masters. And to please them, and please them well in all things, not swearing, not answering again. Amen. Amen. So I'm gonna jump off of that. I'm gonna go back to now. I'm gonna go back to Ephesians. Let me see what Ephesians. Say right here. That's gonna be 5. Ephesians 5. Let's see if I got this right. Let me go back to my scripture here. That's Ephesians. Yeah, 4. That's Ephesians 4:29. Yeah, so Ephesians 4:29. Yeah, that's what it is. 4 and verse 29. What it says here? Verse 4 and 29. Now, children, are y'all listening? Oh, there it is right there. It says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Oh, so whatever we say, let it be good, let it be kind, so it'll minister the grace and kindness to the hearers. Amen. And it tells us right here, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption, because you love the Lord, because you have accepted and you love Jesus. You have been sealed for God until the day of redemption, until he calls us in. You know, we're gonna be with Jesus when we go. Amen. If we hold fast. Amen. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit will nudge us and say, don't say that. And even if we are in the habit of saying things and it comes out, we can always say, Father, just hear me. Lord, I'm so sorry. With a heart and a mind never to do that again. Amen. And won't say we won't do it, but if we find ourselves doing it, don't be ashamed to repent. And once we repent, he'll forgive us. But we have to mean it from our heart. He said the 31st verse is that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind. That 32 verse says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, giving one another, even as Christ hath forgiven you. Yes, he wants us. Amen. He wants to be loving and kind. This is what Christians do now. We want to be, we are Christians, aren't we? We want to be portrayed as Christians. Amen. So we want to get the Christian way. We want to talk the Christian way. We want to walk the Christian way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who can come against us when we are doing it God's way? Huh? they come, anybody come with gifts, why are we doing it God way? Yep, we made a shame. Yep, the one made a shame. Not us. Yeah, they'll be made a shame if they come for us. And we are blessed God. Amen. Amen. We want to bless God in all our ways. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That scripture I was going to give you, get a moment. That's Luke, chapter. I'll read Luke, the 6th chapter. And the 43rd verse. And but it's Luke. Chapter in the 43rd verse. What it says, 43, that's it. He said, okay, that's what it says right here. This is how we determine if we're really have the right spirit of God. If we really have the right spirit of God, it's just like this tree. And it says that a good tree brings forth not forth corrupt fruit. Either do a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. That's called verse 8. But every tree is known by its own fruit. For the thorn men do not gather seed, nor of the bonds branches, the rainbow bush gather a grape. A good man, a good woman, out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his or her heart bringeth forth evil. For the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. My. So we want to portray, amen. Not profanity. That's profanity. You know what profanity is? Saying cuss words and some pronouncing cursing, whatever. You know, we don't want to do that as Christians. Amen. God is looking for us to talk clean. Amen. And walk clean. And I want to just throw this in there. And it's not so clean. We're walking with our pants all baggy down. It don't look so clean when he's walking with our pants all down. And I know that have to do with your dress and conduct, but not verbally. But we want to be safe. We want to teach our children, amen, to be true safe so they can lead others in, amen. I remember my grandson. He was about, I guess he was about 18, 19 at that time. A boy that was out there coming around. We had just moved up to Macomb, up at Katrina. And this little boy, I think he was about 10 or 12 years old, and he came in the house right there, and he was up. He said, I want to be just like Jonathan. And I said, oh, wow, how's that? He said, Jonathan's a grown man. He don't smoke and drink. He don't smoke and drink and be all loud and stuff. He said, I want to be like him, you know. And I thought that was marvelous, you know, that this little young kid said he want to be like him. He felt like he's supposed to be out there smoking and doing what other little boys his age were doing, because they were, you know, they were doing what they wanted to do. They didn't have that biblical training, you know. So that's how we take the time and pray for our children and try to encourage our children. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the word. We pray that every ear heard the word, oh Father God, and that they will be hearers, not only hearers of the word, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the ears, only speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Amen. 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 Now, we're going to ask for, do we have a child that'll give us a song? Are y'all person going to give us a song at this time? Do we have a young person that would give us a song at this time? Can I get someone to sing me a song at this time?
That's me.
Oh, come forth and sing something precious.
Amen. Bless you.
Great bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to Christ in the sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to rise in the sun, oh,
come forth and announce yourself. Amen. Thanks again for the Z Sport. Amen.
Amen.
My name is Keshawn London, and what I learned from that video was that if you wear your mind to, like, just kind of challenge God. I'm strong, and you're like,
I can't hardly understand you, baby. Man, you need to talk a little louder. Come away from your walk away from the communication line.
Sorry. My name is Keshawn London, and what I learned from the video was that when you swear, you're sinning against God and His creation, and you're sinning against His throne, and rivaling out of His throne too. Amen.
Hey, all right. Okay. You have anything else you want to present?
And my name is Kenara London. I'm going to be saying a prayer. And mm-hmm. What I learned about the video is if you swear, that means you're saying God's name in vain.
Amen.
Oh, loving Lord, my mind is tangled up. I can't focus. I'm confused. I need your help, oh, Lord. Send me your Holy Spirit to establish your order. May your kingdom come and your will be done in my heart, mind, and life. Help me to give up control into your hands, my Lord. Let me not be afraid as you cleanse my soul with the blood of the Lamb. Give me meaning and clarity despite the troubled world of Jesus. I am steady and free in my spirit at home. May I focus on heaven as my Savior comes soon. I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, London brothers. Amen. Amen. Do we have any more youth on the line? Amen. Do we have any more youth on the line? Amen. Well, we want to thank our young people for coming forward, and we thank you for your presentation. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to be in the hands of the seniors. I'd like to know who do we have on the line that would like to make a presentation.
Minister Richardson.
Sister
Gina Smith. Hey. Yeah. All right, with another. Yeah. Do I hear Sister Brenda Mill?
Sister Brenda Mill. Yes.
That's your voice. Man, do we have another?
Carolyn Peters.
Carolyn Peters. God bless you, Mr. Carolyn. Amen. Well, you may come in that order. To the corn. Okay. Richardson, Mother Smith, and Minister M. Mr. Peters.
Amen. I will be reading the first five verses of Psalm 62. Then I will be praying. I would like to ask the congregation to be praying for my daughter who just received COVID. But the blood of Jesus is against COVID. Amen. Verse 1, read as follows. Truly my soul waited upon God. For him cometh my salvation. Verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Verse 3. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain all of you. As a boring wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. Verse 4. They only consort to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but their curse inwardly he lies. Verse 5 and last. My soul weeps though only upon God, for my expectation is from him. God, where he's already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing this mind, Lord God. Thank you for blessing the children, Lord God, instilling their heart, Lord God, with your word. Let them not be ashamed of you, Lord God, for they come to praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to bless their parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, just bless each and every one that's on this mind, Lord God. Bless their home in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to watch over my daughter that has caught COVID, Lord God. I know you're bigger than COVID, and you shall take care of her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing my pastor, Pastor Timothy Stratton, Lord God. Thank you for keeping him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' blessed wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, and thank you, Lord, for this day, and thank you, Lord, for being able to get on the line tonight. And I just thank you, Lord, for keeping us all and seeing for us all. And I thank you, Lord, for the children and coming on and saying their prayers. And I just thank you, Lord, for them. Each week that you hear them on the line. And thank you, Lord, for their parents, their grandparents, and Sister Zeta that just be so willing and patient and with them every week. We just thank you, Lord, for you and the children. And I wanted to read this. It says, as we close out November, thank God for the many blessings he had bestowed upon you. Ask him to continue to guide you. Pray for those struggling with health, finance, relationships, or any other challenge. May they feel his presence and comfort during their time of need. And this is said, the title is Thankful, Being Thankful for His Presence. You made known to me the paths of life in your presence. There is fullness of joy at your right hand, a pleasure forevermore. And that's Psalm 16, the 16th chapter and 11th verse. And the prayer is, Heavenly Father, continue to show me the way and help me walk in your light. Make your love. May your love and blessing overflow in my life, and may I remain rooted in your presence. And truly, we need him every second of the day. And I just thank you, Lord, for his word. I thank you for his grace and mercy, for his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I just thank you, Father God, for all you've done, for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. We just thank you tonight. And we thank you for, in advance, for a peaceful, good night's sleep for all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow, that's Brenda Mills.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, all of us, Lord. I thank you for the little children, Father. Jesus, it sounds so good, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I love when they come on and sing and say your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for the parents, Lord, that instill Jesus Christ in their hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Once again, I thank you for everyone that's on this line, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give them all strength, Lord, for whatever they may be going through in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then weapon formed against them will prosper, for in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Come on this line once again, Lord, and give you all the praise, honor, and the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Father. I thank you for being who you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for hearing all prayers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus, Kenneth Jackson, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you just for healing, Father, for those that are in need of a healing, Father, whether it be in their hearts, their minds, their souls, Lord. I thank you that you are in the midst of every situation, Father, that you take care of it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you protect each and every one, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and keep them covered in the mighty precious blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we praise you, we honor you, Lord, and we glorify your name, Lord. We thank you for a word from Mr. Alfred, Lord, Brother Alfred, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord, your word. Yes, Lord, your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be a hearer and a doer, like my sister said, of your word, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. Yes. Jesus, Lord, we know there's so much going on in this world, Lord, that we ask, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, that you keep us, Lord, that you give us the strength to endure each situation that we may go through in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's going on in this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you that we can hold on to you and look up to you, Father, when these things going on in this world, Father. Yes, Lord, we can look forward to healing that's coming to our help. We know all our help come from you, O Heavenly Father. And yes, Lord, we praise you and we honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Address, Lord, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, yes, for all the in the hospitals, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're healing them, Lord, already done. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that all things are possible to those who believe, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We're going to keep on thanking you and keep on praising you, Father, no matter what it may look like or seem like, Father. We know, Lord, that you are in the midst, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him till the sun goes down. Praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening, praise him till the sun goes down. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Minister Peters.
Amen. I'm going to pray a prayer using Psalm 91 as my basis for my prayer, because we all need the protection of God. Even when we don't know we need his protection, we need his protection. So, Lord God, as Psalm 91 being the center of this prayer, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. In you, God, we will place all of our trust. Our trust for our help. Our trust for our prosperity. In you, Lord God, we will place our trust for safety from destruction. Lord God, you will deliver us and give us your honor of deliverance. With you, we will be satisfied all of our lives, for your saving power is upon us. Save us, Lord, from danger seen and unseen. Help us to live, Lord, and to rest in you each and every day. Help us always to live and rest in you. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us from the hands of the enemy. Let us not be afraid. Let us not be afraid or overcome by any sickness or disease or any deadly virus. Lord God, you're in control of COVID. You're in control. You said no weapons formed against us will prosper, even COVID, Lord God. You said no diseases shall come against our dwelling. And we know if we be for you, this disease cannot be against us. Save us from all deadly viruses and deadly disease that may try or attempt to come into our life. Give us life and give it more abundantly, Lord God. It is you, Lord, that heals all sickness. It is you, Lord, that heals all diseases. And we're praying, Lord, that you instantaneously hear our prayer and heal our diseases, Lord. As we continue in you, as we continue in your presence, manifest, God. Manifest your glory, Lord God. Hide us under the shadows of your wings, Lord God. Protect us from all that's coming against us, Lord God. The things that we see and the things that we do not see, Lord God. Give us spiritual eyes to be open to the unseen dangers, Lord God. There's nothing impossible with you, God. Nothing impossible. We believe in you for the impossible things in our lives, that you will make them possible unto us, Lord God. Lord God, as we stay in you, as we praise you, as we trust you, as we give it all to you, Lord God, be Lord over our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray that you continue to keep us and continue to keep us coming back to the prayer line. I pray protection and safety and good health over those on the prayer line. I pray that you bless them and bless them indeed, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, right now that everybody that's connected to this line is blessed powerfully, Lord God. I pray a prayer of protection over the children who is a part of this line, Lord God, even though they may not understand spiritual warfare, Lord God. But every time they speak out of order, every time they wear their clothes out of order, everything that they do that's out of order, that does not reflect you, God, we know that they're in warfare. And when they're in warfare, Lord God, all they have to hear from what's coming to their help, all of their help coming from you, Lord God, we know that you're able, Lord God. You're able. But let them not be ignorant to the devices of the devil. Thank you for letting them be a part of this wonderful, great, powerful prayer line. Thank you for letting us all join together, Lord God, with one mind, the mind of Christ, with one goal, the goal of growing and getting to know you better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your many, many blessings. Hallelujah. We pray that you bless those who are down and out because of the upcoming holidays, Lord God. I'm praying for peace for all of those who cannot do the things that they used to do or want to do or desire to do. The things of the world, Lord God, we shouldn't have any desire for it anymore. And our holidays have become the world's holiday, Lord God. So, Lord God, we should not have a desire for it. But if we do, give us the peace and the trust in you, knowing that, Lord God, you will bring us through all of the feelings that are not of you. In Jesus' name, protect us all, Lord. Amen.
Oh, amen. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Amen. Amen. For your prayer, song, and encouraging words. Amen. Amen. It did not fall. Oh, my God. On solid ground. My God. It will not return void. Hallelujah. But it will accomplish. Oh, my God. My God. What God has planned for it to accomplish. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, amen. Do we have anyone else on the line that would like to make a presentation? At this time, you may announce yourself. Come forward.
Yes, ma'am. We have Rochelle on the line, and I'm coming to take the phone.
Amen.
He's able. He's able.
Thank you, thank you.
He's able. I know that he can do it. He said he helped me through it. He's able. He's able. He's able. I know that he can do it. He said he helped me through it. Hold on, my brother. Your change is gonna come. Be strong, my sister. For your work is not done, no. Just keep on believing and hold on tight. He's able to give you joy in the morning light. He's able. He's able. He's able. I know that he can do it. He said he'd help me. Hold on, my brother. For your change is gonna come. Be strong, my sister. For your work is not done. Keep on believing and hold on tight. He's able to give you joy in the morning light. He's able. He's able. He's able. I know that he can do it. He said he'll help me through it. He's able. Oh, yes, he is. He's able. Oh, yes, he is. He can do it. Oh, yes, he can. He can do it. Oh, yes, he can. He's able. Oh, yes, he is. 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 He's able. Oh, yes, he is. I know that he can do it. He said he'll help me through it. He's able. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is able. My God, my God. Riche. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, my darling. He is able. Oh, that is for all of us to let all of us know, hallelujah, that just reiterate, amen, that he is able, hallelujah. My husband, last Saturday, he said that there's nothing too hard for God, amen. He is able. If he don't do it, he's able, and we glorify and magnify him for that thought, amen. Praise God. Do we have another that would like to come forward? Do we have another that would like to come forward? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do we have another that would like to come forward? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do we have another that would like to come forward at this time? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Mother, when did you want to come back? Mother Wynn. Mother Wynn. Oh, she must be behind me. I was calling for Mother Wynn. She must be behind me. Is there anyone that would like to come back again? At least we got to add a few more minutes. Amen. I added a few more minutes, but that's all right. That's all right. We're just, amen. I couldn't hang up, but I just wanted this little time out. Amen. Thanking the Lord again. We just thank the Lord for all of our final listeners. Oh, y'all just encouraged my heart so much. Amen, amen. I just thank you. Just don't know what it means that when you come to this, open the cone up and you begin to see it light up. Amen. What a joy. It's a joy. Hallelujah. Each and every one. And then you don't come empty. You come with a loaded gun. My husband said all the minister need is a gun and a bullet. You need a gun and a bullet. Amen. When you come, amen, I thank God that you come. You come with you come loaded. Amen, amen, amen. Minister Mims. Mm-hmm. Minister Mims.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask you to come back and do my favorite song. Come back
Which one is it?
Hold on.
Yes, Lord. Yesterday, a man said to me, he said, can you smile when your world's tumbling down? I said, here's my secret. When I wanna cry, I look around and I see that I'm getting by. And I hold on. The change is coming. Said, hold on. Don't worry about a thing. Hold on. You can make it. I said, hold on. Don't worry about a thing. Some people like to worry. Some people like to hide. People like to run away from the pain inside. Now it's your business. Do whatever you want to do. But if it's going to work out, here's what you ought to do. It's just a hold on. A change is coming. Hold on. Don't worry about a thing. Hold on. You can make it. Just hold on. Don't worry about a thing. When the troubles of life weigh you down, lift your head up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the love you see is hard to find, don't give up. Just be strong. Keep the faith and hold on. The change is coming. Hold on. Don't worry about a thing. Hold on. You can make it. Hold on. Don't worry about a thing. When the troubles of life weigh you down, lift your head up, yeah, yeah, yeah. When the love you see is hard to find, give up, just be strong, keep the faith and hold on. The change is coming, say hold on. Don't worry about a thing, hold on. You can make it. I said, hold on, don't worry about a thing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's one of my favorite songs that she ministers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Love that song. That's encourage all of us. Amen. To just hold on. Don't worry about a thing. Thank you, Minister Mims. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to sing. Hallelujah. And this is just encouraging one another. This Bible tells us to do edify one another. Encourage one another. Amen. Amen. We're all going through something. You know, it may not be as bad as the other, but we're going through something. There's darts been tossed at us, been thrown at us. So the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. And I believe that we have the whole armor of God. But the armor is to block those darts. Amen.
Yeah.
Just like the scripture say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yeah, those darts are hitting. You know, they're pouncing on us. But we are not destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man, we are not. Because we have that armor. Amen. We got on the armor. So we have to encourage one another. So that those darts are not going to stop. They're not going to stop. If anything, they're going to get worse. If anything, they're going to get worse. Amen. Because we're living in the last days. Amen. And the Bible says the thing that we're experiencing is just the beginning of sorrows. And the enemy wants to get in our mind and tell us that in all this praying and all this going to church and all this service and all of this, and was it working? Is it ain't working? You know, we want to get in our head and just say all kind of old stuff, but we letting him know, amen, amen. And we know God is able. And we know we just hold on. Amen. Don't be weary in well-doing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just want you have encouraged me on today. You have encouraged the children. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad that they learned today that, you know, there are certain things that they cannot say and do. Amen. They have to be taught. We are still being taught. We were taught at young ages, and we're still being taught. We're still learning. Amen. And we'll be learning until the day we cross, transition out of here. Amen.
Amen.
But we ain't about why we're here. We want to encourage one another. And I'm just so grateful and honored to you all who have come to the cone today. Amen. 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 We don't know when God give us a ministry. We don't know who we're going to touch their heart to be a part of. Amen. So we just thank God. Amen. That he brings us together to encourage one another. Amen. Amen. This is a song here says, and I'm sure all of y'all pretty much remember it, and it says, hallelujah, anyhow. Don't let your trouble get down. If Satan blocks your way, stand right up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Don't let your troubles get you down. If Satan blocks your way, stand right up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Don't let your troubles get you down. If Satan blocks your way, stand right up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Hey, have you been wondering about your deliverance? Looks like it's so long coming. But I want you to know you got to find your comfort zone. And when you find it, get in it. Satan doesn't belong in front of you where he can lead you. He doesn't belong beside you where he can whisper in your ear. Neither does he belong behind you, but he belongs under your feet.
breathe over and touch somebody and tell them he belongs under your feet. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Don't let old Satan get you down. When this life troubles come your way, stand right up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Is that what we're going to say in the morning? Hallelujah, anyhow. Is that what we're going to say in the noonday? Hallelujah, anyhow. Is that what we're going to say in the evening tide? Hallelujah, anyhow. Even in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, anyhow. He's going to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Don't let your troubles get you down. If Satan blocks your way, stand right up and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. No matter what, amen, we are going to believe God. Hallelujah. We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. So we're going to wait on God. We're going to wait. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. And be a what? Be a good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Yes, yes. We're going to wait on him. Anybody willing to wait? Mm-hmm. One song. Put a song saying, boy. I'm willing to wait, yeah. I'm willing to wait. Oh, wait on the Lord God Almighty. Oh, he's coming. He said he would. He said he was coming. I believe that he will. Oh, oh, are you willing? Wait on Lord, I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait. Oh yes, wait on the Lord God Almighty. Yeah, he's coming. He said he was coming, and we believe that he is. We believe that he is. Yeah, we're going to wait on the Lord. Wait on him. Good courage. Yes, he said he was good in our heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. The Lord, God bless you real good. May the Lord, God bless you real good. Oh, he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Oh, God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord God bless you real good until we meet again. May the Lord God bless you real good. Oh, he woke us up this morning. Holding our right mind. Oh, may the Lord God bless us. Be a good until we meet again. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Be with us, oh God. Go with us and stand by us. Oh, God, dispatch your angels all around. Oh, God, all of our little ones. Oh, keep us in your care, Father. Oh, God, and we just give you thanks. We give you praise, God, and give you honor. Amen. Hallelujah. On tomorrow evening, Minister George will be out of town. Amen. Friday, Minister Janice will be. Amen. Next Saturday, same time. We bless you. Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Love everyone. Good night, everyone.
Pray for one another. Man.
Yes.